And today we're rounding up our few tips on how to be an auto cutie. Yes, we've spoken about various things about the speed of the read, how to use a teleprompter, this is, the speed of the read and rehearsal and so on, how you can set up that particular device so it works best for you. Today we're going to be looking at three things, three different areas, how the prompter is just that, it's a prompt. Also, relax. And first of all, looking at the lens on today's edition of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. So look at the lens. Yeah, keep looking at the camera lens in the eye in the same way as you'd look at a person if they were in the room with you. Now, that doesn't mean a stare or a glare, but with a natural ease, what one of interested, informed involvement, alongside perhaps occasional glances at your paper notes, your script, or maybe a colleague or a monitor, something else like that. Because not only will that make you look conversational, because you'll be emulating the style of face-to-face interaction, it'll also help you sound conversational too. So there we are, that's today's tip, part one of looking at the lens. Okay, now what about how you relax? Yeah, okay, here we go. Keep your head, neck and shoulders relaxed. Let your head move naturally, small movements up and down, right and left, so you don't appear to be staring. Some people look down at a desk script occasionally to keep up the pretense of having committed the story to memory. And as well as helping you look and feel more natural, it'll help reduce your stress around your neck and shoulders if you're moving them a little bit. Okay. Smile and gesticulate. Okay, within reason. Obviously, this depends on the context and the content of what you're saying, but don't be a stiff statue. And consider, with permission, putting in natural pauses or hesitations to make the presentation sound more authentic. Three more tips on how to be an auto cutie. You want some more? Okay, we've got some more for you before today's edition ends, because the prompter may be just that, a prompt. What do I mean? Here's more with me to explain. Yeah, if you just read the words, you may come across as inauthentic and disengaged from the actual content, so try and avoid that glazed over glare look. The key is to use the prompter to sound conversational. Again, where allowed by a director, use natural habits we do as we talk to each other face to face. Look up or down to gather your thoughts. Use those natural, instinctive gestures. And finally, don't necessarily feel as though you have to read every single word. To be clear, on a TV news bulletin, you'll have to because of timings and fluency and accuracy. But if you have a prompter for a live stream show, then you can afford to ad-lib around the bullet points that are on screen. So, there you go. Loads of tips. Let's count those up over the last few days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 of how you can be an auto-cutie when you're using a teleprompter. Okay, that's it for today, and that's it for this kind of series within a series of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. And tomorrow, we start a brand new series about the 3P formula for getting a better voice. And essentially, that's practice, preparation, and performance as we go headlong into more episodes as we reach the 600th episode over the next few weeks of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Join me, won't you? On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, and here it is Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.